ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
ਸੁਣਦੇ ਰਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਚੈਨਲ।
ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਮੈਂ ਰੁਚਿਕਾ ਤਲਵਾਰ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹਾਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਗੰਭੀਰ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ, ਜੋ ਕਿ ਹੈ IVF ਬਰਥਸ, ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਇਨ ਵਿਟਰੀਓ ਫਰਟੀਲਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਜਨਮ ਹੋਣ ਦਾ ਮੈਡੀਕਲ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੀਜਰ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਫਰਟੀਲਿਟੀ ਯਾਨੀ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬੱਚੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕਾਬਲੀਅਤ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਉਚੇਰੀ ਸੰਸਥਾ ਹੈ ਫਰਟੀਲਿਟੀ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਆਫ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ। ਇਸ ਨੇ ਹਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਜਾਰੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਿਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਾਰਤ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਖ਼ਬਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਿਖੇਧੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਦਈਏ ਕਿ ਸਤੰਬਰ ਦੇ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਾਰਤ ਦੇ ਆਂਧਰਾ ਪ੍ਰਦੇਸ਼ ਸੂਬੇ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ 74 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਔਰਤ ਨੇ ਜੁੜਵਾਂ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਨਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਮਾਂ ਬਣੀ। ਫਰਟੀਲਿਟੀ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਆਫ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਖ਼ਬਰ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਹ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਜਾਰੀ ਕੀਤੀ। ਇਸ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਲੇਖਕ ਅਤੇ ਕੁਝ ਹੀ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਤੱਕ ਫਰਟੀਲਿਟੀ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਆਫ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਮਾਈਕਲ ਚੈਪਮੈਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਸਿਡਨੀ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਨੇ। ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਮੰਨੇ ਪਰਮੰਨੇ IVF ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲਿਸਟ ਨੇ, ਜੋ ਕਿ ਪਿਛਲੇ 33 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਇਨ ਵਿਟਰੀਓ ਫਰਟੀਲਾਈਜੇਸ਼ਨ ਅਤੇ ਅਸਿਸਟਿਡ ਪ੍ਰੈਗਨੈਂਸੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਸੀਨੀਅਰ IVF ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲਿਸਟ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਮਾਈਕਲ ਚੈਪਮੈਨ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਟੈਲੀਫੋਨ ਲਾਈਨ 'ਤੇ ਜੁੜੇ ਨੇ। ਆਓ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਤਫਸੀਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਨੇ ਭਾਰਤ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਅਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਖ਼ਬਰਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਵੱਲੋਂ IVF ਰਾਹੀਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਬਾਰੇ, ਉਸ ਦਾ ਖੰਡਨ ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਨਿਖੇਧੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਕੀਤੀ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਮਾਈਕਲ ਚੈਪਮੈਨ। Dr. Chapman, I was telling our audiences about the report that the Fertility Society of Australia has recently published, and it seems to have taken a very dim view of the news regarding IVF births in India by elderly women. Would you like to say something about that to kick off the discussion, please?
Yeah, the general view amongst clinicians in Australia would be that treating a 74-year-old is probably unethical. In the balance between what she wants in terms of children and the risks to those children in terms of not having a mother in the near future, it's very high. The risk of an elderly woman carrying a baby with the pregnancy risks that occur, particularly with twins, of high blood pressure and diabetes, would be risks that potentially would be life-threatening. And so we are opposed to it on purely health grounds. In addition to that, there is the question of those children and what their future will be in terms of a caring mother. Someone who's 74, no matter how agile she is, in 10 years' time is not going to be so agile and so much a parent. That's why we were opposed to it. And certainly it could not happen in Australia.
Right. So this is where I wanted to focus. Why could this not happen in Australia, and how do you compare and contrast similar practices in India, particularly because your report has very strictly condemned such news that come out of India every so often?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it happen in Australia? Because there is consensus among specialists in Australia that it's not the right thing to do. Most clinics have a limit of the age of menopause, 51 years. And while there are some rare cases in the early 50s having egg donation in Australia, it is extremely rare. And certainly over the age of 55, I don't know of any IVF procedure that's been done on a patient in Australia. So that laid down by the ethics committees of the various... Every unit in Australia has an ethics committee, and then overarching that is the Reproductive Technology Accreditation Committee, which is a subcommittee of the FSA that oversees every clinic and accredits them on an annual basis. And one of the basic principles is the rights of the unborn child or the child of the future. And having a woman in her, you know, anything above 55, we believe to be not in the best interests of the children.
Right. Dr. Chapman, does this also raise questions about the future of the child once he or she is born in terms of who will look after him or her with such aging parents around? And as goes the law of nature, the child can also lose parents at a very, very young age.
Yes. I mean, there was a case, at one stage was the oldest case in the world, out of Italy some 15 years ago, where a woman of 66 had babies and 2 years later she was dead.
Mm.
So those children were left without a mother. And it's examples like that that I would say clearly demonstrate that it's the wrong thing to be doing. Some people have accused those women of just being selfish, that they're trying to satisfy their own desires. That's what the community, I think, would feel. But we, from a medical perspective, believe there are significant dangers in women of that age carrying children, and we also worry about the children into the future.
Right. And Dr. Chapman, why do you think that such news comes out of India so frequently? What could be the pressure that leads women of such a ripe old age to take this, what I would think is a risk to their own health?
Unfortunately, India does not have good regulatory rules and organisations to oversee individual clinics. There's been a proliferation of clinics in India, and many of them are very small, and one cannot vouch for the safety or the success rates of those clinics. And it also tends to lead to practices that are perhaps unacceptable to many, because there are no controls for an individual doctor to have to comply with.
What could they be like?
Well, in Australia, as I said, we have our ARTAC, our Accreditation Committee, which has a code of practice. That code of practice was actually discussed with the Indian Fertility Societies about adopting it, but as yet they haven't gone down that track. Malaysia and Singapore have taken our code of practice and now use that as their standard.
And Dr. Chapman, I'm led to believe that a lot of people from the Indian community here in Australia also are making that trip to India for IVF treatment. And I'm also told that it is because they believe it is more easily accessible, it is more affordable. Do you have anything to comment on that?
I think the affordability is an issue, although with Medicare in Australia, IVF is not particularly expensive. But if you're not an Australian citizen, a permanent resident, and ineligible for Medicare, then certainly going back to India would be the way to go in terms of cost. In terms of accessibility, yes, as I said, there's a proliferation of clinics of very variable standards that are in India. So if you go back to your hometown or home city, you'll almost certainly find a clinic who are to some extent competing for business and be keen to do your cycle, but I wouldn't necessarily guarantee the outcomes. And in addition to that, the safety issues in relation to the handling of the sperm and the eggs, as I say, there's no overall control of those processes. The quality control is just not there. I know of some very good labs, people I deal with personally at international meetings who I would have faith in, but there are thousands of units now and it's only a handful that I would trust.
Right. And Dr. Chapman, what would you say about people who've gone to India for IVF treatment and then come back here during the course of the pregnancy and are planning to have the baby delivered here? Does the Australian healthcare system take care of such IVF pregnancies?
Absolutely. Yes. No, we view IVF pregnancies as high risk, and these people should, as soon as they're back in Australia, make contact with a hospital in the public sector, if that's where they're going, or in the private sector with an obstetrician, because these pregnancies are at higher risk than the average pregnancy.
Okay, so people who've gone to India for IVF treatment can expect to be looked after if they come back to Australia during the course of the pregnancy.
Absolutely. There wouldn't be any differentiation between them and someone conceiving naturally in Australia or through IVF in Australia. So my views about Indian IVF, I mean, it is a rapidly expanding industry, but I do have serious concerns about quality control and people putting their faith in the hands of people who are not necessarily experts. One of my concerns with the Indian IVF provision is that as these numbers of units have proliferated, there are many specialists who do all sorts of obstetrics and gynecology, deliver babies, to do hysterectomies, etc., who are doing 10 or 20 IVF cycles a year and calling themselves fertility experts. It's dangerous because there are risks with doing IVF, and patients should be going, if they're going to go to India, should find clinics that are doing large numbers of patients and that they can demonstrate success rates that are good.
Right. Professor Chapman, I know you've been doing IVF treatments for over 3 decades now in Australia. Who would you consider to be a reliable expert in IVF? How many number of cycles should she or he have done?
Ideally, it's not so much the number of cycles they've done, it's how much training they've had under supervision of people who are experts.
Right.
So that's not a six-week course. It's a 12-month at least training program in infertility. And then working in a clinic, again, overseen by experts for a period of time. Just going out and setting up a laboratory and just setting up on your own, just going to lead to trouble.
Dr. Chapman, the last thing that I'd like to touch upon is that elderly women in India who have undergone IVF procedures perhaps have done that as a result of the social stigma that is attached to being childless in India. Do you have any comments on that?
Oh, yes. I totally understand the driving forces of not having children and the stigma that's associated with that. And that's not just India. That's many countries around the world. That driving force can make people do very silly things. And I think having a baby at 74 is a silly thing.
Thank you very much. Those were very strong but impactful words, I believe, Professor Chapman. Thank you for giving your time to SBS Punjabi today.
No problem.
So, ਦੋਸਤੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਸਿਡਨੀ ਦੇ IVF ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲਿਸਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸਰ ਮਾਈਕਲ ਚੈਪਮੈਨ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੀ ਖਾਸ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਰਟੀਲਿਟੀ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਆਫ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਬਤੌਰ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਇਸ ਖਬਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਟਿੱਪਣੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਭਾਰਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 74 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਔਰਤ ਨੇ 2 ਜੁੜਵਾਂ ਬੱਚੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਨਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਔਰ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਉਮਰ ਦੀ ਮਾਂ ਬਣੀ। ਦੋਸਤੋ ਇਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਜੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਦੌਰਾਨ 04 42 99 62 63 'ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ SMS ਭੇਜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਪੇਜ 'ਤੇ ਵੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਮੈਂਟ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਰੁਚਿਕਾ ਤਲਵਾਰ।
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।